Alrighty, good morning. It's 6:15, Brock Hunter.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up? Yeah, Ace, how you doing, buddy? Happy Monday, man. Feeling good? Feel all right?
Feeling good.
Yeah?
I really do. I feel fantastic. You know, it was a good, fun weekend. Went by again way too fast, just like every other Monday.
Every
coming
other
up,
man.
Just, God, blink of an eye, man. Friday, it's like, all right, and then boom.
Well, the good news is we are neither violently hungover nor sick. So I think as far as Mondays are concerned, I'm pretty happy with this one. I think maybe, too, it's just because it's been nice out like the last, like, three days, really, it feels nice. You know, it's
wind
been warm.
Finally calmed down
a
little
bit.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yesterday was gorgeous. If we could have about 5 months of what yesterday was, I will be totally fine with that. That would be fantastic.
It's just perfect weather. You know, it's not blazing hot. It's not freezing.
Yeah. I can wear gray shorts without worrying about my ass getting sweaty and showing everyone. It's nice. It's nice. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, let's keep things moving here. It is time for your WTF of the day for 6 a.m.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
All right. You may have heard this making its rounds. It's been kind of a big story, but I've found out more about this because it sounds too crazy to actually be true. But in this day and age, I guess really nothing sounds too crazy to be true anymore. In Chicago, they're putting feral cats on the streets to control the city's rat population, all right?
Really?
Orkin, you know, the pest control company, they say Chicago has the worst rat problem in America. You always thought it was New York, right? New York and the rats, they're huge. They're in the sewers and the
but
big
rats. But it's Chicago,
rats.
Huh?
Chicago. New York actually comes in at number three. In the last 10 years, a humane society has released over 1,000 cats to help kill the rats. They say neighbors notice a difference pretty quick. Feline experts say eventually cat pheromones alone are enough to keep the rats away. Here's my question, though. Yeah, okay.
Really?
You take care of the rats, but then what about the cats?
Now, you got a bunch of cats roaming around. I guess cats are less freaky than rats, but still, a feral cat can be...
Exactly. That's the thing is, yes, cats, I mean, very few people have rats as pets, okay? So, yes, when you think about a cat roaming around, you see a cat outside, you're just like, oh, a cat. However, let's think about this. So usually when we say that, it's like a nice country cat, okay? It's a nice, cute country cat. It's not a dirty, grimy city cat that's been living in the shadows, in the dark alleyways of downtown Chicago.
The bum cat, you can tell. Right.
That's literally made itself fat off of rats, okay? And I don't know if you know this or not, but those big city rats, they're no joke, all right? They carry around switchblades, and they have diseases, and now you're going to take something.
They're massive.
Yeah, they're huge. And now you got something in there to combat it. It's not like you can go up and pet that kitty cat. No. That is a mean street cat, okay?
Yeah, you stay away from those cats. They sharpen the nails, man, for real. I've seen them. I know these cats.
Yeah.
My cat tells me all about them. When he goes outside, he's like,
dude, you never
don't let me go out there again, man. There's a lot of crazy street cats out there.
So I got this cousin over in Chicago, dude. He's crazy, man. This guy just kills rats for fun. It's nuts. It's nuts. He wears their tails around his neck like a trophy thing, man. It's crazy. Yeah.
So, I only see him once a year, but every time I see him, he tells me these stories, man. It's crazy.
These big old city rats, man. And he's just there. Just him and his buddies get together, and they murder him all night long. It's nuts. I think then we're going to run into now a feral cat problem. That just seems like the only thing. Dude, because you know these cats are out there, you know, not only are out there murdering everything, they're probably just having cat orgies at night. You know, they have their little cat orgies, they build up a good appetite, then they go out and kill some rats, then they sleep during the day, and then it's just a whole process. Just a whole process. And then they raise other little murder cats that are going to be raised on the streets. Like, I think it's a problem. I think it's a problem.
Your problem better than rats, though.
I guess. I don't know if it's a win.
Just less of a problem. Not as scary of a problem.
It's still a problem, but less of a problem. They're these city cats, man, they're out there just murdering rats. It's crazy. All right. Well, if you go to Chicago, you're going to see some more kitty cats. That's basically what it boils down to. All right. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.